Kerbo said, getting Daf Chav Zayin today. Hope all is well. Today we are starting from the top, right? Clean break at the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says like this. Right? Again, other issues that we're dealing with, right, along with bringing a get. So the Gemara says, maybe get v'ibed m'menu, or v'avad m'menu. Right? Guy brings a get and he loses it. Right? So what happens? So the Gemara says, matzah l'alter kasher v'im lav pasul. If you find it right away, so then it's fine. But if you don't, right, so then it is no good, right? Again, the concern here that maybe, right, it's a different one and they have the same name, right? Building off the last theme that we've been talking about, maybe this is the same name of the husband and wife, etc. Now, obviously, we'll have to define la'alter. What does it mean right away? That we'll do a little bit on Amud Beis. Matzo b'chafisa obadulaskama. If you find it in sort of some sort of container, there's different types of containers. So then makiro, if the guy recognizes it, meaning if he sees, oh yeah, that was my container, right? Finally, he knows exactly that's it. So then the Gemara says that it's kosher. The Mishnah says that it's kosher. The Gemara says, Erminu, hold on 1 second. I ask you a stira. If a person found a get for a woman, or a shtar shechor for an eved, daitiki is a shtar that is written up by a shchivmira, that a shchivmira, someone who is dying, right, gives over his last word, that is basically, and he says what he should do. Matanos, obviously, is a gift. A shuvar is a receipt. So the mission says, hareze lo yachzer. Right, you don't give them back. Why? Shani Omer, because we say Ksuvin Hayu that they were written v'nimachaleihem, and the guy, we assume that the guy wrote them up, decided not to give them, and they were lost by the guy, and therefore we shouldn't give them to whoever, right, the person in question is. So Amar Tanu Nosnin, right? I feel this man Maruba, but meaning if they had said Tanu, meaning if the guy had said that you should give it to them. Right, obviously. So then we would give it to them, even right if you lost that document or that you found that document. He had lost the document for a long time. So Rabba says, "Lokasher kan b'makom she'asheros mitzuyos kan b'makom she'ina sheros mitzuyos." Rabba says, "No, that's only right. It depends. I mean, when our mission says that it's only for a small amount of time." Right, there are a lot of caravans, right? There are a lot of travelers. There's a lot of foot traffic. So we're nervous that you found a different get. But if there's no travelers, right, if it's a place where it's private, no one's passing by, so then, right, again, even if you find the get, right, a long time right, in the future, so then you can give it back. If the guy says, right, give it to X, Y, and Z. And we're not nervous that it belongs, right, it's a different get, and there's the wrong one. The Gemara just qualifies that further. Even if you have a lot of foot traffic, V'usha huchzaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Bir achas, right? That's only meaning we only are going to say that we're nervous that you might have found a different get if we know there's some dude by the same name, right, in the same city. But if not, so then we're not going to say, oh, maybe this was another get. Because you don't say that kashi the rabba the rabba. Because if you don't say that, you have a stira within Rabba's shita. Well, Rabba's shita, which we just said in a second ago, and then Rabba's shita in the following. Right, there was a get that was found in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. Bishviri, it was written in the city of Shviri. Masa de al Rachis Nahara, it's a town that was on the Rachis River. Nahara, Rav Huna said, Choshen, Shnei Shviri. Rav Huna said, right, even though we had this extra distinction of it's on this Rachis River, right, we're nervous that maybe there are two Shviris and maybe it's from a different Shviri, a different town. So then, therefore, you can't give it back. How do you get to that case? So the Gemara said, just illustrates the story. Amalei Rav Chista the Rabba, because Rav Chista said the Rabba, again, there's in the Beis Din of Rav Huna, right? So Rav Chista said the Rabba, poke the ayin ba, go out and check it out, meaning de la orta, because in the morning, boy la minach Rav Huna, because Rav Huna is going to ask us about, right, what we found, what the halach is, what do we do with this get, meaning he's going to either test us, or we're going to have to figure out what to do with it. So nafak duck v'ashkach, he went out and he learned, meaning he didn't mean he went out, right, he went to the Beis Medrash, right, he went out and he found, that tonight he found the following Mishnah. Call Maisa Beis Din, Reza Yachzer. If you find anything, right, any Maisa Beis Din, anything done in Beis Din, let's say a shtar, let's say the Kiyum Ashtaros, right, some sort of certificate or some sort of guarantee, right, that the Ashtaros were, that Ashtar is legit, so you should give it back, right? And that was, what happened, this whole story happened in the Beis Din of Rav Huna. And that is, again, a lot of foot traffic coming in and out of the Beis Din. That's a place where you have Sheros Metzius, where you have a lot of people, right? And then Rabbah said that you should give it back. Rabbah said you should give it back. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Right? Again, in the previous case, Rabbah said, you don't give it back. So the Gemara says, Alma, apparently, what do you see? Yosef ben Shimon, beir achas, right, in vilolo, right? Apparently, you see that we have some other qualification over here, that it's only don't give, we're only concerned that it may be a different get if there are two guys with the same name, right, in the same town. But if not, so then we don't care, right, and then we give the get, or the document, really, the get here, in our case, right, back to the guy in question. Okay. Avad Rabba Uvda Behu Gita Deshachach Be Kisna De Pumpadisa Kishmaitse. Right, Rabba, in an actual story that happened, that they found a get, right, on the flax production, you know, warehouse, flax factory, whatever it is, processing house, processing factory, whatever, in Pumpadisa Kishmaitse. Right, like this halacha, and then like we said before. I.e., that you should give it back. Right? Meaning, and why should you give it back? Didn't we say that if you have a lot of foot traffic and you have two guys of the same name in the same town, right, you don't give it back? So, either way, right? Either with the Gemara is going to have Igadamri, right? Two possibilities as to which one of those things were missing, but we didn't have two of them. Right? Igadamri, beduchta hecha de taru kisna, vafogav duchzugu delosh chichan shayarte. Right? Some people say that, yeah, in Echanami, it was where the flax was soaking, right? And even though there were people in the neighborhood who had the same name, but nobody goes there, right? It's not like a public place. Igadamri, some people say no, beduchta de mizavni kitna is a place where they sold the flax, so they had a lot of people. But but they didn't have the guy's name, right? Even though they had foot traffic, right? We didn't have two people with the same name in the town. So again, the story just illustrates how you have these two qualifications, that you have to have both foot traffic in the area, and you also have to have two people with the same name. And if without that, then you can give the get back. Okay. Rabbi Zera, Rami Masnisen, Abraiso. Rabbi Zera, right, had a stira from our Mishnah to a Braisa. Right, we said before that there's a stira with a Mishnah. Right, we said Urminu. Right, that was basically the first discussion. And Rabbi Zera, right, had a stira between our Mishnah to a Braisa. Umishani, and he answered. He answered the same way, but we're going to obviously have to ask why didn't he use the Mishnah? Right, we're basically going to have this whole back and forth again, somewhat, and then we're going to have to figure out why Rabbi Zera, right, didn't want to use the kasha from the Mishnah, right, and instead used the following brisa. Tanam, we learned the brisa. Right, maybe get avad mimani menu v'matzel alter kasher v'mav puzzle. Okay, I guess that's our Mishnah. Okay, he quotes our Mishnah. Right, if you find it right away, that's fine. You can give it back. But if not, right, then the shtar is puzzle. We're nervous that you found somebody else's. Or menu asks you a steer to the brisa. Says matzel get isha b'shuk. If you find a get in the marketplace, bizman shabal moda. If the husband admits that he actually wrote it, so then yachshir leisha, then you should give it back to the wife. If it ain't a baal moda, but if the husband doesn't admit, lo yachshir, lo lezev, lo lezev, right, you shouldn't give to either one. But if you look at Rashi over here, the baal yachshir, you shouldn't give it back to the husband. Why? Because maybe he already gave it, right? And really, the woman lost it, and now what's going to happen? The husband's going to have the get, and he's going to be able to prove that he quote-unquote gave her the ksuba already. So that's no good. We don't want that. And we don't want the wife to have it, obviously, because, you know, maybe she'll get remarried with it. And if it really wasn't hers, right, if it was fake, right, if she's looking to get out of the marriage, right, but it wasn't a real get, he didn't give it to her yet, obviously that would be bad, right? That would result in mamzeris and stuff. So, okay, so that's not good. So Gemara says, if you find it in the shuk, if the husband admits, great. If not, don't give it back to either one. Ha, bizman shabal modem, yes, yachshir leisha, I feel this mamaruba. But apparently, what do you see? That even if the husband admits, doesn't qualify that, so it could be after a long time, so you should give it back. Umishani, and he answered, again, the same way we answered, kama makam sheyos mitzuros, kama makam sheyos mitzuros. But our mission says, it says it's only after a short amount of time, is if since there are a lot of foot traffic, so a lot of caravans, a lot of people traveling through, so then we only have a few minutes, or we'll see exactly how you define a short amount of time, right? But you only have a short amount of time, right, to kind of find the get and give it back. But if you find it afterwards, we're nervous that it's with somebody else's. But in our case, right, where you can give it back even after a long time, if the husband admits that he wrote it, so then, yeah, that's in a case where we're not concerned that it's a different get that you found right now, because there is not so much foot traffic. Igadami, some people say, v'hu shtelo lihoder. Right. And some people say that only if you're Hoksuko, right? Good Hoksuko means that they have two people with the same name, right? The lowly hunter. That's only in that case where you shouldn't give it back. Find it to Rabba. And that's exactly what Rabba said, right? That's exactly the same shita, that you need both qualifications. Vigida, I mean, some people say, Afaka delo Hoksuko lowly hunter. And some people say, no, that even if there isn't, right, two people with the same name in the same neighborhood, still you shouldn't give it back. Upligad Rabba, and that is against Rabba. Okay, either way, there are two ways of understanding how Rabbi Zera holds. Right? Either he agrees with Rabba and just quoted from a brisa, or he disagrees with Rabba and says that the only requirement is that there should be foot traffic, but we're not concerned. We don't need the actual edits stipulation that there are two people in the same area. So, with the same name. So Gemara says, Bishlam, but the Rabba lo makar bizera. I understand why Rabba didn't learn like Rabbi Zera, because Masnizan Alimele Lakshuye, because the Mishnah is much, obviously much preferred to ask a kasha from a Mishnah, right? Rabbi set up the Mishnah, so didn't list the brisas with the Mishnahs, right? Brisa kind of, sort of, the language means left out, right? Okay, but whatever, not really. Okay, so fine. But so much better to ask a kasha from the Mishnah. So Rabba, when he asks his kasha from the Mishnah, that's much better. Again, just to be clear, we don't start off with Rabba Amar, right? We start off with Eraminu, but the assumption is, since he answered, right, Amar Rabba, lo kasha, right, so we assume that it was bothering him, right, that he had a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah we quoted at the beginning from Bava Metzia Daf Yudches. Okay. Good. So Rabba doesn't hold like Rabbi Zera, meaning he didn't ask the kasha from Rabbi Zera because it's better for him to use a Mishnah. Right, and that's what it says. Masnisa alimalei like shuri. It's better to ask kasha from a Mishnah. Elo Rabbi Zera, but Rabbi Zera, my time below Amar Karaba. Why didn't Rabbi Zera use our Mishnah, right, or really the Mishnah that the Gemara used to ask a kasha on our Mishnah? So Amalachai, he would say to you, yeah, the Mishnah doesn't really, it's not a real stira. Right, what do we say? Mika Tani im Amar Tnu Nosnin. Wait, Afilu's Mamaruba doesn't mention that, right? It doesn't say those words right in the Mishnah. Dilma imamar tsunu nosnin kidakaimel on the altar. Doesn't say anything about Zman Meruba. We added that. We assumed that was the case in the Mishnah. But maybe the Mishnah is talking about, yeah, right away with the same stipulation of our Mishnah that you only have a certain amount of time, right, to finally get and get, therefore give it back. Okay, fine. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah, we're going to have two other possibilities as to how to answer the stira between the Mishnah. And either the Brisa or the Mishnah, right? Either way, right? It's the same stira. How do you answer up the stira between the Mishnah and the Mishnah, or the Mishnah and the Brisa? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Kagon Tukamri Edim Me Olum Luchasanu El Aged Echad Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. Right? Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, when the Edim come and say, right, in the case by our Mishnah, right, we only signed, right, on one get. Right, so in that case, you can give it back. That's the Brisa and the Mishnah, right? In that case, you can return it whenever, right? There's no time limit, because they said we only signed on one get. And I think there's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos over here, Rashi says, and these are the people involved, right, and these are the people involved. Tosfos says, no, that's not mashma from the language, right, he's not saying necessarily or is it the other way around? Hold on, I'm just trying to find it right now. Where is it? Not Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Okay, right, okay. So Rashi says that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that the Edom are coming and saying, we only signed one get, and this is the guy in question. Tosfos doesn't like that so much, right? He says, he asks kashas. Okay, fine, you can check it out. Fine. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that's the stira. Meaning, so Gemara says 1 second, but ihachi ma'ala mimra. Well, if that's true, right? If you have a get and two edim, and they say they signed the get, and they say they signed the get for this guy, so that's obvious, right? That's what ma'ala mimra. You don't need to teach me that. That's a pasha, slam dunk case. So my tema, you might have thought lichush delma israme shma kishma ve edim ke edim. You might have thought halamina that not only was the guy and the wife's name the same and the city the same, also the edim are the same. So even though these edim are saying that, yeah, this is their get, I only signed one get, maybe their other edim, right? A crazy coincidence that the other Yosef ben Shimon divorced his wife also, and he used same edim, not the same edim, but the edim with the same name. So Kamash Malan, we're not concerned for that. That's not a problem. Rav Ashi says, "Could go into Kamar nekev yeshli bitzad os plonis." The Havali Simon Muvok, right? The Rabbi Zera says, Rav Ashi says that you can return this get, right, even after La'alter, even after a long period of time. Why? Because the Edim or the guy, has some sort of simon. He has a simon muvak. He has a very clear and obvious simon in the get to show that it's definitely his. But dafka b'tzad os plonis, right? B'tahavi simon muvak. And only the specific case example that we gave, right? There's a hole in the middle of, you know, her name or something, right? A little pinpoint in the middle of her name. I want nekev ba'alma, but just a stam hole? No, that's not a thing. Okay, and just agav, right, because Rav Ashi is nervous, is not sure whether simanim are actually midaraisa midarabanan, right, so then he says you have to have a real mamish simon, right, to make sure that you get the thing back. Okay, Rabbi Bar Bechana irchas lagita be midrasha, right, there's a get in the base medrash, right, Rabbi Bechana found this get, or he lost the get, rather, more accurately, he lost the get in the base medrash, and Amar, and someone found it, and he said, Isimana isle begave, itvias ina isle begave. Right, he said, I got two ways to prove that it's mine. Either I have a simon for you, or I'll recognize it. Right, there's halacha, there's something called tvias ayin, that a talmid chacham, right, is allowed to get something back, right, just saying that he recognizes it, because we're not nervous he's going to lie. Right, he has yiras shamayim. So if you recognize it, that it's his, right, you're allowed to, that works, that's a legal, I guess something in Beis Din, right? That works legally. So he said, I got either one. I can either show you an interesting simon, or I can tell you that I recognize it. So Hadru Nihalisa Shun, I gave it back to him. So Amar, and he said, Loyadani Imishim Simona Hadru, because Havri Simon Deraisa, right? Imishim Tviazena, Vidafka Tsuva Mirvanan, Al Inish Ba'amalo. So he said, I'm not sure which one of them they used to give me back my star. Maybe they hold that there's a simon, is that the simonim worked Deraisa, and therefore they gave it back to me based on the fact that I had the simon. Or maybe it was just Tviazain, right? The fact that I recognized it, and they would have only given it to me, but not some random Joshmo off the street. Tanar Vim Lav Puzzle, right? And again, obviously, if you give it back after a long time, right, then it's possible. Tanar Rabbanu with another brisa, Ezu Shalol Altar. What does it mean? A short time, right? A short amount of time, right? How do you define that? So Rabbi Nasan Amar Shesha Kedesh Tavar Sheyara V'Tishra. As long as it takes, Rabbi Nasan holds. Rabbi Nasan says, as long as a caravan, along to have passed by, right, and hung out also, not and kind of stayed over the night or whatever. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar Kedesh Yehi Adam Omed V'Roa Shelo Avar Sham Adam. As long as it takes that a person could stand there and see that no one passed by. V'Yesh Omrim Shelo Shab Adam Sham. And some people say that not only did a person not pass by, but a person also hung out there, meaning he stood there for a few minutes. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Kedei Lichto V'Saget, the amount of time it takes to write again. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Kedei Lekroso, and the amount of time it takes to read again. And again, we're concerned, Tavos says we're concerned that maybe, right, someone wrote it in between, right, lost the get, right, the shliach lost the get. Right, again, what's the case, without all the stiras, right, the case is the shliach comes and lost the get, and now he finds it. So are we concerned that this is the same one? Are we concerned it's a different one? So it just theoretically, what is the time, what does it have to do with, right, Kedei Lichto V'Saget, right, what does that have to do with anything? So Pashtus is that we're nervous that the woman will go and write another one, right, which obviously is not the same get. Okay, fine either way. Right, so Rashi, interestingly enough, Rashi on the bottom, four lines up, if you look, that Sheikhtov is a get, Rashi writes, Shira be'alma nasnubo, just a stam shir. It's fascinating that Rebbe took it, just a stam shir, right, Rashi says doesn't correspond to anything. I'm not mistaken, I saw somewhere, maybe in the Masifta, forget already, that it was because we're nervous that the woman will write a new get and this is a different one. Okay, either way. Rabbi Yom HaKadei Lechtov HaSaget, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer HaKadei Lekroso, the amount of time it takes to read it, Acherim Omerim HaKadei Lekoso Lekroso, right, the Acherim combine those two, Afilu Shav Yish Bo Simonim Me'idim Alav. And even if there was a get, Shoha was delayed, or it stayed there for a long time, but it has simanim, so then Ma'idim Elav, then you can kind of testify about those edim, about those simanim, right, and then you can get it back. Damri, because people say, Nekev Yeshua B'tzad Os Plonis, right, because if there's a hole in the letter, so that's very distinctive, right, then that's fine. Ve'im Eidin Al Simani Haguf, but you can't say, oh, the get is, you know, long. It's, an A4, A5, those are European paper sizes. I guess in America, it's like, what is it, 8.5 by 11? But you can't testify about the size of the shtar. Damri Aruch Hagutz, right, because people will say it's long and short or whatever it is, right? That's, you know, different types of papers. That's not a good simon at all. Okay, we'll go right there in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.